From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump signed a new executive order Monday banning for 4 months entry to the U.S. by all refugees. It would also bar entry for 3 months to people from 6 terrorist hotspots: Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. The administration's first such measure was blocked by U.S. courts. Among the most notable changes is the exclusion of Iraqis from the list of banned travelers. The order also removes a provision indefinitely barring Syrian refugees from the U.S. Also removed is language giving preference to religious minorities. White House aides Monday defended President Donald Trump's unsubstantiated claim that former President Barack Obama ordered a wiretap on Mr. Trump's telephones during the presidential campaign. Spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the president was unwilling to accept an assertion by FBI Director James Comey that Mr. Obama did not order any illegal wiretap on Mr. Trump. Iranian vessels came within 550 meters of a U.S. Navy ship Saturday in the Strait of Hormuz in what a Navy official told VOA was an unprofessional and unsafe encounter that forced the U.S. to change direction. The ship to change direction. Iranian Revolutionary Guards attack craft surged in front of the USNS Invincible and sat in the water, forcing the American ship and other vessels to go around. Syrian fighters have taken control of the only major road linking Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State, and Deir ez-Zor province, which is partially controlled by the militants. This is VOA News. The Italian Coast Guard said Sunday rescuers have recently picked up about 500 migrants across the Mediterranean Sea from Libya. It says almost 1,300 have landed in ports in Sicily. It is the fourth year of migration due to worsening conditions in Libya. Germany's foreign minister has stressed the need to normalize what he called a highly strained relationship with Turkey. Sigmar Gabriel made the remark as he arrived at a meeting of foreign European Union ministers in Brussels. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's chief of staff, Peter Altmaier, has condemned remarks by Turkey's president accusing Germany of what he called Nazi practices days after a local authority prevented a Turkish minister from addressing a rally there. On Monday, Altmaier said called Erdogan's remarks absolutely unacceptable. The United Nations court has referred Turkey to the Security Council for failing to release a judge imprisoned for suspected involvement in last year's failed coup. The Mechanism for International Criminal Tribunals had given Turkey until February 14th to release Aydin Sefa Akay. He is a judge who is due to hear a request for the case of a Rwandan genocide convict to be reopened. Afghan officials say a month-long military operation has killed at least 250 Islamic militants in an eastern province bordering Pakistan. A regional military spokesman made the remark at the conclusion of the U.S.-backed offensive that focused on the Khat and Baybala districts of Nangarhar. Pakistan says overnight attacks from across the Afghan border have killed 5 soldiers and 10 militants. A military statement said Monday terrorists stormed 3 border posts in the Mohammad tribal district in an area adjacent to Afghan's eastern Kunar province. Pakistan repeated a call for Afghanistan to boost security on its side of the border. The British Parliament is telling employers to stop forcing women to wear high heels. Members debated a ban on such requirements after receiving a petition from a receptionist who was sent home without pay for wearing flats. The move is non-binding, but the government is promising to act against heel height rules, makeup guidelines, and other codes that apply to women but not to men. The United Nations says South Sudan's government is blocking food aid and restricting United Nations peacekeepers. The information is found in a confidential report by the UN Secretary General and a statement by a top official. The UN says the South Sudanese government is impeding efforts to get food to people facing starvation. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.